Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Hi, good morning, Malcolm Nance.
Good morning. Glad to see you, Steph.
You know it's a bad day for a democracy when I need you and Glenn Kirshner within minutes of each other just to hold me up. Hold up our fragile democracy. I mean, I was saying that, was quoting Jen Rubin and others that said, I don't see how the DOJ doesn't prosecute based on this Eastman memo and all of this latest reporting about what could not be any clearer was a planned coup right through the insurrection, correct?
Absolutely. And, you know, the goods are now coming out. We're starting to see these documents. That memo is absolutely, absolutely nothing less than a planned coup d'etat to actually delineate step by step how the vice president of the United States can break the Constitution, go against everything that's ever been done. And here's the kicker. You know, this isn't something that they would do so Kamala Harris could exercise that power. This was intended to be the last time it would ever be done. So that the vice president of the United States literally appoints a dictator into power, and there would never again be a position where the vice president could, suddenly and arbitrarily declare someone a winner. This guy needs to be prosecuted. I'm sure Glenn said it. He needs to be debarred. Listen, I have a question for all you lawyers. Any lawyer can make a complaint to the bar. Right?
Yeah.
About the behaviors of another lawyer. How are all these people, Eastman, John Yoo, the torture apologist, the man who literally gave permission for torture, he and Eastman actually wrote an op-ed the other day saying how all this was legitimate. How these people have not been disbarred is beyond me.
You had a good line on Twitter.
Going along with Clinton Wood and Sidney Powell.
You wrote, a torture-loving lawyer and a coup d'etat planner walk into a bar. And just the fact that they're free to walk into a bar, Malcolm, is the problem, correct?
That is the problem, as one of my followers said, and they each have a duck under their arm. So, you know, and we all know what was going to happen. But, poor duck, but these guys are literally organized to dismantle the government. We had this discussion when the Trump administration lost last year. They are going to get John Hughes at Stanford.
Yeah.
How is it even humanly possible? And this is a little thing amongst lawyers. I know I always bang on this from time to time. They are a club, and they take care of each other left, right, and center. They don't care. Condoleezza Rice is another one who should never have been allowed into public, into public decent places.
Yeah.
And these guys literally planned a coup d'etat against the United States government.
But
you know he's going to get appointed to a law school board.
Yeah, but that's what I mean, Glenn agrees with us, Malcolm, that he has to believe the DOJ has got to be working on this. I don't know how anybody can read this memo and just go, that's okay, that we just shrug and move on from that. I mean,
I don't know. There appears to have been a lot of shrugging and moving on in the Merrick Garland Department of Justice.
Yeah, well, I guess, unless Glenn is right that it is still going on. I don't know. I can't imagine. You said, you were talking about polling about the country not being united, and you said the country being less united has nothing to do with Biden and more to do with Trump and his crazy insurrection-loving supporters. So to try to put this on Biden that, oh, we're divided, I mean, they're willing to blow up the full faith and credit of the United States, kill, I don't know, we're on our way to 700,000 Americans. I said at the top of the show, someone called them economic terrorists on the debt limit. I said they're terrorists of every kind. They're COVID terrorists. In some cases, they're actual terrorists supporting the terrorists of January 6th.
And we have this dichotomy in the news media in which they really want to show that the Democrats, the moderate Democrats or the progressive Democrats holding out for a concession in, you know, like the infrastructure bill, is the equivalent of the insurrection and the coup d'etat against the United States, where one side is operating with decency and fairness and is actually governing, and the other side, literally zero Republicans, voted to raise the debt ceiling limit that they ran up. All of these are debts from Donald Trump, knowing, and I read a statistic this morning, it would have cost us 6 million jobs and $15 trillion in market losses if this collapses.
Yeah.
Which means pure engineered, economic terrorism, stochastic terrorism, whatever you want to call it, against the government. They want to see this collapse. They don't care about their stocks because their stocks are in defense, right?
Yeah.
Homeland security and oil. But they don't seem to have a problem with destroying anything that has to do with the Biden administration.
You retweeted someone who said, so basically cinema is the Ted Cruz of the Senate Democrats. You said this has become a straight up fact, or the Democratic Rand Paul. I mean, I'm
just going to leave this part up to you. I don't understand Kirsten Sinema.
I don't either.
That article was in response to the fact that she was a huge advocate for pharmaceutical government negotiating with Big Pharma to lower the prices for Medicare and Medicaid patients. Now that that's being proposed, she is flat out against it.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like, who is this person?
Yeah.
This, you know, I know she was a Green Party person.
Yeah. And anti-Iraq war activist. Yeah.
Iraq war activist. Okay. She votes almost lockstep with the Republicans.
Yeah, I know. Okay. All right. Let's just... By the way, thank you for this, about the Border Patrol and these poor Haitians. You said those are horse reins apologists. I've ridden horses for 2 decades. Yes, those are reins, extended Western cowboy style reins made for controlling cows being used as whips on humans. I mean, this is how stupid this debate is. We're into, they aren't whips. They were just using their reins. I mean,
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Ay, ay, ay.
If we all had that... You know, I'd hate to bring it up again, but this harks back to the Ben Shapiro episode on Bill Maher. And I want to call attention to everyone that's listening. Don't have these debates.
Oh, you mean when you kick Ben Shapiro's ass on TV? Go ahead. Yes.
Well, what I did was I listened to what he had to say and I realized all they do is put words in your mouth.
Yeah.
And by the third time he did it, I wasn't playing this game anymore. So I called out his game. And this is what you need to do. Do not have these discussions of, was Marjorie Taylor Greene accurately shooting an M82 A1 50 caliber sniper rifle? Don't just bypass that. Go somewhere else and say, this is ridiculous. The same thing with the horse reins debate. I saw hundreds of people, those are horse reins. Right. I've ridden, most of my adult life.
Yeah.
And those reins, if you look at them, extend all the way down to the feet of the horse on one side in a single lash.
Yeah.
Right? Which you could use as a lasso, or you could use it as a crop on your own horse, but it's designed to whip things. And for them to suddenly come out and say, well, these Border Patrol, blah, blah, blah. Don't have that debate, people.
Yeah.
It was wrong. We all saw it was wrong. The Vice President of the United States said that it appeared bad and that they're going to do an investigation. I don't mind using horses for patrolling the border. And you saw how they were using the horses. They were cutting like they were cutting cattle. These are experienced horsemen. But don't come back here and say that the optics of them using these things to either lasso or grab or whip people was good optics because we have to keep the border open. My question is, and this cuts to the Trump administration, you remember how these caravans always suddenly conveniently popped up?
Yeah.
And they appeared to have been funded by large businessmen in Central America.
Yeah.
How in God's name did they go from 75 Haitians one week to 15,000 the next week?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I hear you. Okay, so I want to thank you for securing D.C. Because of you, there were tens of Trump terrorists instead of...
I went to breakfast. I didn't even bother going down there because the security was so tight.
Yeah.
You couldn't get near the place unless you were one of the 1,000 or 2,000 journalists who came to 20 to 1 to take photographs of these insurrection-loving supporters there.
Yeah. All right. Just because we always hurt the ones we love the most, I'm going to play a Donald Trump soundbite for you. I apologize in advance on General Milley.
So I learned early on that he was a dope. I learned that when we walked to the church that was smoldering from the rioters. You know, that's what they were, anarchists. That tried to burn it down, that they tried to say were wonderful, just, you know, protesters, friendly protesters. As I'm walking, you see flame, you see smoke.
No!
I mean, literally the day, a day or two before they burned, they tried to burn down the church, which was built along with the White House. I mean, at the same time.
Okay.
Pathological liar says what?
Yes, pathological liar says what? Okay, and he went on to say.
What was that?
Okay, hang on.
From the day he apologized, I essentially had nothing to do with him because they said, this guy's a dope. All he had to do was say, it's my great honor to walk with the president or the presidency. Talk about, not me, talk about the presidency. And there were other things.
It was my great honor to walk with the presidency to the burning church that wasn't burning? Okay, hang on.
He's
one more, and then we'll get your... Okay.
I learned early that this guy's a dope. But what he did do is he hurt our country. And he hurt us on trade because I was making trade deals. He hurt our country, and he shouldn't have been allowed to do it. And bad things should happen to him.
Your thoughts,
remember,
Malcolm?
When I said, Steph. Yes. Remember when I said once before that Donald Trump thought NATO was a trading partnership.
Yes.
Not a defense alliance.
I'm guessing that whole thing was because of how many people called him a dope in the new Woodward book. Everyone that worked in his cabinet called him some version of a dope.
It's projection of the the highest order. And he uses baby words from a five-year-old. You know, you have this entire, you know, this entire organization, the Department of Defense, trillions of dollars worth of equipment, millions of men. This man is a multi-war combat veteran who ascended to the highest level of office. Oh, and he's a dope.
Yeah.
Not having that debate.
I mean,
you're a moron. Milley is a hero.
Thank you.
Let's just move on from there.
Let's reset. Michael Flynn is a traitor. General Milley is a hero. I mean, seriously.
Roger,
it's the upside down world
over there. General Milley is not speaking at QAnon conferences for coffee and donuts.
Yeah.
So that's all you need to know.
Exactly. Hey, happy birthday, birthday twin. Yours was this week. Mine's this week. You know, our 40. All right.
60's a new 40.
Happy 40. Don't say it. Beetlejuice. Okay, love you. Bye.
I love you too. Bye-bye. Okay, bye.